holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Waiting on the Lord seems to be one of the hardest things to do.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Today is what another wonderful day. How was your visit with your office personnel and everybody in your office and your cubicles and everything? Have you made any visits? Have you went to talk to anybody? Huh? They're not gonna know Jesus if you don't talk to them. Talk to them. I'm not talking about talk to them about Jesus yet. Open up in the conversation and talk to them, and then some kind of way God will lead it back to Him so that you can really introduce them to Him. But hey. Save as many people as you can. Save yourself. You know, go out there and tell people as much as you can. Hey, God is coming back and He's already forgiven your sins. So you might as well be in the number. You might as well be a part of the group. Don't give up your privilege. Don't live beneath your privilege. You might as well go ahead and come on in here. Tell them, you know, tell them over lunch and share some water, some candy, whatever you're doing at the job you're sharing. Or call them, or y'all guys are still doing Zoom or anything like that. Hey, talk to them. Talk to them. Listen, waiting on the Lord. That's one of those things. Whew. Man, that's a hard thing to do sometimes when you know what you can do to fix a situation, but you don't know if that's what you're supposed to do to fix a situation. You don't know. I don't know. Till God gives it to us. You know, yeah, we're waiting on God to show us these things so that we can help other people. And in turn, it really helps us too, because we're actually, God's filling us up with things to say, and we don't know what to do with it. And so we tell people that we meet in the grocery store. We tell people at the laundromat. We tell people in the community. We're walking around with t-shirts on, whatever. And we're showing these, we're giving these words out, right? And when you're giving these words out, you're hoping you're helping somebody, but then when they come out of you to go to somebody else, or your guy's allowing you to say things that he's shown you, now it depletes you a little bit, you know, it depletes you a little bit, but he fills you back up with more words to say, you know, and so that's good. That is good. But while you're trying to wait on the Lord for yourself, I mean, you can talk to people about everything. You talk to people about God and everything else, right? But when you start talking about waiting on the Lord, man, who wants to wait? You know, we created microwaves so that we wouldn't have to wait. You know, even with the microwave, you're still waiting a little bit. But still, no one wants to wait. You don't want to wait for that child to be born. You want to be born today. You found you're pregnant yesterday. You want to be born today. You met that man yesterday. You want to be married today. You met that woman last night and at the church service or in the community or something. You want to get married today. Well, nobody wants to wait. And waiting is waiting is a virtue of some sort. But I'm telling you, it's a hard thing to do to wait, especially when you start talking about God, because God is on His own time and you can't make Him do anything. And it just seems like He takes so long sometimes. But when He does come in, it's right. It's right. And you don't have to worry about when God does a thing. When He comes in, it might be late to us. You know, Lord, I met that woman and now she's not even in my life no more. And I thought we were going to be able to get together, but Lord, You came too late. Well, the Lord, a lot of times he don't want you to be around certain things that's going to bring you down because he has something else for you. And so he'll let you wait that out, wait it out. Or that man, you met that man. Oh, Lord, this is the man you sent me. Thank the Lord. Well, Lord, you showed up late. You didn't answer. And so he got married to somebody else. Oh, okay. Well, waiting on the Lord, man. But we're going to read some scriptures here. That's going to give us some insight. We're going to read some scriptures. I mean, it's going to be more than one. It's going to be, usually I read one verse or so and stay there so we don't have to be jumping everywhere. But these are a lot here. Psalm 27:14, right? Here we go. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. So wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. So your heart, basically your mind, let your mind take courage in the Lord that he's going to answer. He's going to answer. And you waiting on him and you're not going to do anything that could jeopardize his answer for you. And you don't even know what that answer is. You don't know how you could jeopardize it, but you're taking precaution where you don't want to mess it up is what I'm saying to you. Here's another one. Isaiah 40:31. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew. So you won't be tired forever. It'll renew your strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They'll fly above everybody. I don't know how eagles fly. They're heavy and their wingspan is what, 6 feet or something like that. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It'll renew your strength. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Yeah. For Psalm 31:24, be strong and let your heart take courage. All you who wait for the Lord. You know, there is a group of us that don't want to wait for the Lord. We want to do what we want to do. We're not waiting on the Lord. But it says here, be strong and let your heart take courage. Let your mind take courage. It reiterates Isaiah 40. All of you who wait for the Lord. Isaiah 30:18. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. And therefore, he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all those who wait for him. I guess there's a blessing in waiting. You see what I'm saying? It's a blessing in waiting. Okay, well, let's see. Psalm 37:34. Wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. Whatever it is that you're working on, that's what he's going to do. He's going to exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. So you'll just be watching while everybody else, while the wicked is being cut down, but you're waiting on the Lord. The wicked ain't waiting on the Lord. Let's read again, Psalm 37:34. Wait for the Lord and keep his way. Not just waiting on him, but keep his way. So you got to have an idea of what his way is. And so once he shows you what his way is, keep it. Don't throw it away. Wait for him and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You know, the thing about it is the believers inherit the whole earth. And I was talking to a gentleman the other day. We were talking about, you think just the end times where, you know, something's going to happen where somebody's going to do a bomb and blow up the whole earth? I said, no. The only one who blows up the earth or anything to the earth is God. He's the one that's going to destroy heaven and earth and rebuild a new heaven and a new earth. See, that's calming. See, we're trying to save the earth. We're trying to save the ozone layer. We're trying to do this. We're trying to do that. And we're trying to keep this together, keep that together. We got to save the earth. Well, you're not going to save the earth. You're not going to save it. I can't save it. You know, we're here as long as God says we can be here. You know, we don't need the earth to live. We need God in order to live. God can give us another earth like he said he was going to do. He's going to give us a new heaven. He's going to give us a new earth. I'm not saying that we just go and pollute and everything. I'm not saying that. But understand that we can't save the earth with all your we're going to do this global warming. We're going to fix that. And this, you're not going to fix anything. Only God can fix the earth, and we got to wait on him to do that. Well, Psalm 130:5, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and his word I hope. Yeah, in his word, I hope. Not anybody else's. I don't think of my own words and hope in them. I've lived that life. I'm not doing that again. Living my own words. Mm-mm. I live in his words. I'll go by what he says. I'll do that. That's better for me. I don't know about you, but that's better for me. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word, I hope. Everything else can sit down. Mm-hmm. Habakkuk 2:3. For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens till the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. This will come out the word of the Lord. We're talking about God's words. His vision that he gives. Yeah. Await for it. Await for its appointed time. You know, because just because he showed it to you on Tuesday don't mean it's supposed to happen on Tuesday. A lot of times he'll show us things earlier or, you know, before they happen. And he's showing us to include us in what's going to happen. He's giving us a vision, right? But if we don't have a wait spirit for the Lord, if we don't have that waiting spirit for the Lord, we will jump out there and try to make the vision happen. He didn't tell us to make the vision happen. He said, await for its appointed time. It hastens to the end. It will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Remember, I told you in the beginning, waiting for God seems like it's hard to do because, you know, sometimes it just takes so long. What do you do when you're waiting for God to speak? All you can do is wait. Even though it may seem like it's slow, wait for it. It will come. He will show you what you're supposed to do. Now, don't rush up ahead of him trying to, you know, be God, because that's like sometimes what we try to do. We'll hear what he says and we'll go, I knew it. And then we'll just run out of that door and try to do it ourselves as opposed to waiting for the vision. And then all of a sudden God stops showing us things because we run too fast. Our zeal is too hot. Our emotions run hot. So wait for the Lord. When it seems like you can't wait any longer, wait for him.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.